Now, on a dramatically different note, I'd like to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who, among other things, was Latinist to John Paul II. But do stay tuned as I chat to him of spiritual exercises in the Vatican. Father, when one feels one's not worth a pin, it may be time to do one's spiritual exercises. How would you translate that?
Well, cum se quis sentit a nihili esse, nihili esse. Tunc tempus est ut exercitia spiritualia faciat.
To find light at the end of a tunnel.
Ut lumen in extremo cuniculo reperiat. That you can, all this stuff is easy. That's easy.
So as to change our spiritual lives in a twinkling of an eye.
Ictu oculi, the famous twinkling of an eye. Ut ictu oculi vitam nostram spiritualem mutare possimus.
And give our spiritual lives a bit of spit and polish.
Spit and polish, my lord. Oh, per polire, you'd probably say to just polish. Would vitam non, well, they wouldn't say that. The Romans wouldn't say that, but anyway.
They wouldn't be so vulgar.
No, they wouldn't. They would vitam nostram spiritualem perficiamus. Although spit and polish would be per poliamus, that we polish off our spiritual lives, but these Cicero wouldn't understand that expression. It's just something else.
At any rate, now I want to speak about something serious, which is spiritual exercises in the Vatican, a practice which began in 1929, the year of the Lateran Pax.
I didn't know that.
With Pius XI, obviously, who admired St. Ignatius. Well, how does one say spiritual exercises?
Well, the exercitia spiritualia, that's...
That comes from straight from Latin.
Yes, the first translations of St. Ignatius in Latin had that.
In my Catholic school, we used to say we would go on retreat.
Retreat is ad recessum. Recessum spiritualem ire. Recessum, to go in the background. That we can say, it's very beautiful. So the fact is, the way I live is in recessu perpetuo. I'm always on some sort of a retreat because, like, I'm all alone in my room. That's a recesso, to be off.
At any rate, the people who live in the Vatican, headed by the Pope, they go on spiritual exercises each year.
He goes on exercises.
The Pope goes on spiritual exercises, and the papal household accompanies him. How does one say papal household?
Well, that's the Domus Pontificia, the pontifical house.
In 1922, there was an apostolic constitution, Summorum Pontificum. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, so far.
In which St. Ignatius was proclaimed patron of spiritual exercises. You mentioned St. Ignatius tied to spiritual exercises, no?
Yes.
In fact, many of the preachers of these retreats in the papal household were Jesuits.
Yes, yes, and that's the terminology came down from that. I'd like to know, you don't know any of the next words of Summorum Pontificum.
No.
But my students would go crazy over that kind of a beginning of a pontifical document of the Roman pontiffs. And of course, in Latin, you don't know what's happening.
Why?
Well, because you don't know how the sentence is going to end. The will of the Roman pontiffs, the custom of the Roman pontiffs, but the document begins with Summorum Pontificum.
And heartfelt thanks there to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, better known as our popular Latin lover.